Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass
and Belle,
and we here for Divorce Not an Option, the show where we talk about relationships and situations with our 23 years experience and 19, almost 20 years married, right?
19 years married in November.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, so what are we going to talk about today, babe?
Yes. So today I thought we'll explore the topic of multiple baby daddies. I know it's a controversial topic.
How do you know?
You don't have multiple baby daddies. The reason for that is because there is an interview, a podcast that Tiffany Haddish did where she kind of discussed, you know, her take on multiple daddies and why she only has one child, because she said, you know, she feared that she would be looked upon, you know, bad in the industry and talked about just all around, not just the industry, if she had multiple baby daddies. And she also feels that, you know, having multiple baby daddies will create, you know, additional sperm and such, you know, get into your brain cells, and that men of DNA will still be around forever for a very long time. And then say that it was mentally ill for those mothers that have multiple baby daddies, and then proceeding to kind of go in on them.
Wait, Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know she had a kid.
Yes, well, she has one. I didn't know she had a kid either.
I didn't even know.
I guess it's okay. One kid, because she's divorced.
I didn't even know that either.
Oh yeah, okay, she's divorced. Oh,
wow. Well, you know, I don't know if we could really talk about that because we don't, you know, okay. I do feel.
Well, I thought we could give our opinions on it, yeah, right?
Okay, all right. So let's say this is our opinion, yes, on this situation, yeah, okay? Being that there's no baby daddies or no baby mamas here.
Exactly.
So, you know, we can't speak as far as experts.
No,
but
we cannot.
We're giving our opinions,
opinions.
Okay? Because, you know, I want people like, oh, you're a bit married. No, you're not,
we're okay, not experts.
So my thing is this. I do agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you why. At the end of the day, pregnancy is 100% avoidable,
mm-hmm,
right? And it's one thing to get pregnant when you're married, have a kid, get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to purposely allow yourself to get pregnant,
mm-hmm,
when you don't have a ring,
mm-hmm,
when you don't have any guarantee for taking care of yourself or the baby,
mm-hmm,
and you just go there and you're reckless and you get married.
Right.
I think that is totally irresponsible,
mm-hmm,
and it is some type of mental illness. I think, now, I'm drawing back to my single guy days back in the day, okay? And I'm going to be honest. There were women that I was with,
mm-hmm,
that were okay with getting pregnant by me, and I didn't even know them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, sometimes they would say, and it wasn't like a million people, so I don't know, but, you know, sometimes they would say, don't get me pregnant, because if you do, I'm not, I don't believe in abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So you would actually let me ejaculate in you,
mm-hmm,
and then have the baby,
mm-hmm,
without, don't even know me.
Okay.
So it is some type of sickness, and maybe it's not a sickness. Maybe it's a instinct in a woman to want to have a baby no matter what. Because think about it. If you will have a baby by a man you don't know, and you keep letting that happen, then it's something in some, and it's not like this is a uncommon thing. This is not, mm-hmm, like it's a rare occasion that a woman will have a baby by a man she don't really know. Then I get it. Like, okay. But this is like statistically how most Black people are born now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something, either it's some mental health or some instinct in a woman that no matter what, she needs and wants to get pregnant and has that desire to get pregnant no matter what. Because before we had pregnancy that was attached to marriage and, mm-hmm, love and,
right,
and wanted a family.
Mm-hmm.
Now pregnancy is just, if he decides to ejaculate in me,
mm-hmm,
if I have unprotected sex with this guy at the club,
mm-hmm,
and that is something, there's something going on. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. And so that is your opinion. And yeah, so yeah, on the stance of that, right? on the flip side, we can say, women can say on the flip side, like myself, I'm going to go ahead and kind of say, well, where is the guy's responsibility?
I didn't say
and
that he doesn't.
No, no, I understand yeah, you're saying that, you know, the woman should, you know,
she has responsibility.
But
too.
Also the guy, you know, who is, you know, ejaculating and her should have common sense as well
that
to
is
wear
true.
Condoms, you know, and protect themselves. Right.
That is true.
You know, because it's not just, you know, the 18 years of responsibility. Yeah, 18 years of financial responsibility for, you know, for the government. So you're not, you know, put in jail or whatever or whatever else happens. But it is really a lifetime decision that you're making. And so I think both parties, again, both parties really have to think about what that decision is going to entail for the rest of their lives.
No, I do agree. So I just because we're talking specifically about a woman and her comment was because of women.
Yes.
Now, for men, it's the same thing. They have complete control as well. And some men are stupid where they're ejaculating in a woman. But see, this is the difference, I think. And I don't think this is being male chauvinist, but you let me know if it is. Okay. Most men will... Now, all men, okay, but men are more likely to say, all right, I'll be the father, I'll be there, I handle business, and won't have any bitterness towards the mother. You know, not saying that, don't be wrong, that there aren't men that just will abandon, walk away. There are many of them, but more men are likely to say, okay, we ain't together, but I'll be there for the child. That's it. Compared to a mother that has a child that's very bitter towards the man. See, a man could say, we're not together, but I'll be there for my child. It's hard for a woman to say that a lot of times, more than likely. Not saying that there aren't women out there say, no problem, we're co-parent and we keep it moving. Not saying that there are men that don't abandon their kids. So I'm not saying that. But more likely... That's what I'm saying. The problems we have with baby mamas and relationships is bitter baby mamas, not bitter baby fathers. But there are bitter baby fathers out there. Mm-hmm. So don't get me wrong. But statistically, there are more bitter baby mamas out there than there are bitter baby fathers. Most fathers that are in their life, in their child's life, and want to be in their child's life, that's all they want to do is be in that child's life and that's it. But mothers... It doesn't seem to be like that most of the time. They're very bitter, they're angry, whatever. So that's all I'm saying. But I'm not saying that there aren't men, they don't have responsibility, they shouldn't be ejaculating women. But I think more men are okay with being single fathers and being there for their child and focusing on their child. Then where a mother does it, she has a lot of bitterness towards the man. Oh, you better be your father, blah, 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 la, la, la. Because statistically, men, black men, raise better kids than black women. That's just completely true. A child is raised a single black man and a couple that raise a child have the same results compared to a single mother and a black single father. The mother has more issues with the child. The child will have more issues. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. No, and you know, and on that stance, that's, you know, I'm fine with what you just say there. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, controversial at all. I just think it's, again, it's our opinion. And
yes, yes.
And plus, we do know a lot of single, you know, mothers and fathers too. So, you know, so we can kind of formulate our opinion based on what we've seen and what we know and the statistics that are
and
out
most
there.
Most of the baby mothers we know are bitter than the fathers just trying to be there for their child.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, especially if the father has moved on, then it's a whole different ball game.
Yes.
You know, so I think, you know, I think I will agree to disagree with her comment. You know, I'm not going to say they're mentally ill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think they're mentally, I think it's something instinctual. That is a bad thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I think what it is pure irresponsibility, right? It's just that. It's not an instinct. Okay. So let's say, you know, if let's say something happened, right? God forbids, you know, this is divorce, not an option. But let's say down the line, something, I'm like, oh, you know, something happened, right? God forbids. And so as far as myself, I know I definitely would not go and get pregnant again by anybody else. And it's not because of the fact that
you would die.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say that.
As you hear,
evidence will be using us in the future.
Yeah, uh-huh. But no, it's just that I have so much respect and value for myself.
Yes.
Put so much accountability on myself that I don't allow, myself to get caught up in other people's mess. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So, and it's just the way that I see myself. Now, I'm not saying again that, you know, mothers who have multiple baby daddies are, you know, reckless and this and that, but it does cause a trend, right? It is.
Yes.
It does mm-hmm. cause a trend. Mm-hmm. And so if you have, you know, you're just sitting there having multiple baby daddies, then at some point you kind of have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why, you know, mm-hmm. what is my issue? Why? I mean, are you searching for something? Was your father in your life? Because statistically, a lot of these single women did not grow up with fathers, or the father's just not even in their lives.
That is true.
And so, and another thing with statistically too, is that women that has multiple baby daddies, you are more depressed and not just more depressed.
That is true too.
You know, economically, it is not a good thing. But people will always bring in excuses like, yep. oh, well, systematic, you know, racism. and, you know,
it's always
systematic racism. Damn, it's been systematic racism for 80 years,
since
guys.
They created the system.
When are you going to stop using that bullshit excuse? Mm. You know, let's look at it for what it is. Like I say, I don't agree with her saying they're mentally ill, but yeah. I do, but I'm not going to sit here and down her for
there's
opinion.
A problem. Listen, there is a problem.
Because it's a trend, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Why is it that us African American women and minorities have to have so many baby daddies? Why? Compared to other cultures like the Asian community, the whites, you know?
Because
why?
All them cultures are fucking too. They're all having sex.
Yes, they're all having sex.
So at the end of the day, it's not a sex problem. So it's not like we're having more sex in a sense.
Then, yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Than other cultures.
Statistically, more of them are getting married.
Yes, they are.
And having babies in marriages.
Yes.
And at the end, and so the problem is, and I think this is the problem. I think that women aren't holding themselves at value mm-hmm, anymore
right.
to say that, you know, to get this womb,
mm-hmm.
you need to commit and
yes,
be a provider.
Yes.
We need to be together. Mm-hmm. I need a ring.
Right.
I need that commitment,
mm-hmm.
right? Other cultures demand that.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They have fun. I mean, you go to any white school in America, them white people are fucking like crazy.
Oh, like rabbits.
Like in the clubs,
everywhere.
The dorms, and I mean everywhere. And that's just
look
college.
At your swinger parties.
Swinger parties.
Crucifying Diddy for
exactly. And swinger parties
oldest,
are everywhere. And they're everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
The oldest profession.
And it's white people all the time that's involved in that. So
all the
at
time.
The end of the day, you know, so it's not a sex thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, why is it that women, black women, are choosing to have babies? Because the thing is this, you could sit here and you could say, yes, the man is responsible. Yes, he has a choice. At the end of the day, he could put a condom
he
on
it. He has a responsibility, but yeah, women do
women,
too. We
women
both do.
Give access to sex.
Mm-hmm.
See, a man can't get access unless you say yes.
Because mm-hmm.
if you don't say yes, then it's rape.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the thing is that women are held more responsible for sex because they're the ones that give the access.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I have to go to you and say, baby, can I have sex with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then what you have to do is open your legs mm-hmm. and allow me in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's no action that I have to do, you know what I'm saying, for sex.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But for you, you have to allow me. A man has mm-hmm. to be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're allowing this man to go into you unprotected. So it's a choice you're making.
Mm-hmm.
See, I hear the argument, well, he has the decision not to, and you're right too. But before that decision is made, you let him in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you put him in a position to make that decision for you because you made the decision. So in a sense, you're saying when you open your legs, whatever you want to do is up to you. If you want to come in, it is on you. If you don't, is on you. So you women want to be empowered,
mm-hmm.
but once you open your legs and let him in, you took away all your power,
mm-hmm.
even though you have the power in the beginning. So what, I don't know what it is that women, but also too, another thing, I'll let you speak. women are encouraged now to be single mothers. So we live in a society now. Back in the days, you were shunned. It was embarrassing to your family, to yourself, to have kids, you know. But now, only in the Black community, right? Black women, are, it seems as a flex now. I did this meme on Black Men's Mental Health and also on my page where this woman was talking about, she was like dancing with her belly and talk, and the caption said, you know, this is my, he's my fourth baby daddy, but I'm his first baby mama. And women were like, yeah, yeah, girl, blah, 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 you know, encouraging and
crazy
stuff. And to me, like single motherhood now is a flex. It's an encouragement. You have so many baby showers of celebrating this mother without the father there. They celebrate it in media. They celebrate it on the internet. They celebrate it in music. It's celebrated in our culture. So when a, so in a way, it's kind of like an incentive for Black women to be single mothers because they have government that'll give them money. They have sympathy and understanding and encouragement from other Black women, and other Black men at the end of the day don't care because and they have sex with them and all this other stuff. So it's actually better to be a single mother than be a married woman with kids. Because how many times have you been, people looked at you when they said, you said, how you was married and they look at you like you're the oddity. So I think maybe that's it. Maybe because it's encouraged.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, I'm not going to, you know, bash any mothers out there who have, you know, two baby daddies. I get it. You know, maybe, you know, you were married, right? And you guys got divorced.
Like you were married and got divorced.
Yeah, and then you meet someone else and maybe, you know, you thought that relationship was going to work out and y'all got married and, you know, and of course, you know, if, baby if or whatever.
Yeah, if you're a woman that has children and you got married and had a divorce, I do not look at you as a single mother in a sense.
Yeah.
Or somebody made a mistake. I look at you, I think you have a chance.
Yeah.
To, I think you deserve love in a sense. I think it's okay for you to find a man. And I think it's okay for a man to see you and say, okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't think, I think it's a natural part. You did it right for whatever, it didn't work out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you a single mother and never been married, I don't want to hear I've been engaged. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, again, if you've been in a very long-term relationship, I mean, there's these relationships that are,
I don't hear that.
That
I don't
like
want to hear that. I don't
want
to hear that. I don't want to hear that either.
Or if you know, if the father of your first child, unfortunately, you know, passed and stuff. And, you know, so
I don't care if you
and you moved on. So
if you
if
you didn't get married, you out here.
Okay, but okay, so then there are the situations where the girls are, the women are married. I mean, they're married 3-4 times. So it's okay. To me, that's not okay. So that means it's okay. I'm gonna have that is still 3, 4, 5 baby daddies. Oh, but it's okay because I was married.
Yes.
Oh man.
You know why?
No,
you
we're gonna have to agree to disagree on this one.
Okay, because the mental part of it is okay. Because the thing is this. You got married. You did it right. You know what I'm saying? Now,
technically, doing it right is staying married.
Okay,
with that one person.
But, I mean, there's still some questions about that. If you have three baby daddies from three different marriages, that is questionable. I think that's a whole nother discussion. Okay, I think that's a whole nother discussion. Okay, because now we're talking about you don't know how to pick them, relationship issues, all that. So I think that's another married problem. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that for the topic we're talking about, she technically has done it right. She demanded the ring and demanded the commitment. So that's what I'm saying.
Tiffany, she did it, and then she doesn't want to have another kid with somebody else. That's fine. I'm fine with that. Yeah. And it's her opinion too. I mean, I agree with her that, you know, how she, you know, how women are looked upon, especially if you have multiple kids with multiple daddies. I get it. I totally understand where she's coming from as far as her comments and how society looks at women, you know, with that. You know, mentally ill is too far because I mean, again, I don't think I don't think it's a mental illness. in a sense, you know, but again, there is a high rate of more depression, you know, with single mothers, with multiple kids, with multiple baby daddies. Of course, there is, you know, there's the economic factor. There's all of these different factors that come into play. And so there are, I won't say there, mental illness, but there is some type of facts, because it is out there, factual, that, you know, it can, it messes with your well-being and emotional well-being and your mental well-being. Yeah, and so she is right on that. I just think she used the wrong terminology or the wrong word to describe what she wanted to.
Yeah, I think it is a mental, I mean,
it's a mental burden,
I think when you look at it, mental health problem, mental health issue, they all go line in line. You can have a mental problem, but you don't need medication
for
it. I think mentally you have, you're not thinking correctly. And so, you know, it is mental. I mean, I think the way when she said it, the way people are taking it, like, you know, it's like, you know, schizophrenia or something.
It's because so mentally ill.
So I don't think you meant, but I do think it's mental problems or mental habits that you have to
that you need to address
and address if you keep doing that. Because I think that, because I really think that none of these women that want to have children ever think about the child. It's all about them. I think from, you know, and I'm not saying all the time. So I'm not saying every time, but I think the majority of women make, you know, we have the most babies, we have the most abortions, and none of the decisions, most of them, are made for the child's interest. It's a personal interest. I want a baby. I don't want to have a baby. So, you know, and like I said, I'm not anti-abortion or anything like that. So I'm not saying nothing like that. But at the end of the day, you know, when women go through that in the Black community, those are the results that Black women do. Most of them, majority of those decisions are single mothers that either I'm going to have an abortion, I don't want the kid, or I'm going to have the kid anyway. And either one is horrible because it's never factoring the quality of life for that child. And I think that is a problem within our community, that choices are made selfishly and encouraged and supported in our community. We are populating and killing our community at the same time because of selfish thinking that's encouraged by the mass media. So, you know, it's kind of like in Germany, right? How a lot of the white people were supported Nazi killing. It was a trend. It was culturally acceptable. Even in America, slavery was culturally acceptable. So I won't call those people mentally ill or evil, because culturally it was accepted. You know what I'm saying? And if, you know, if you was in slavery time, you was a white man talking about, you know, free the slaves, all that shit, they would take everything from you. You know, you could get killed. You know what I mean? In Germany, if you was like, you know, I'm going to hide, you know, the Jews, you know, in my basement, they caught you, they would kill you as well. So it was part of the culture. I think that's what's happening now. These single motherhood, the pretty much genocide of babies, pretty much in a sense, is culturally acceptable and supported. So it's not a mental health issue. It's just the culture now for Black women that they have embraced and they continue to embrace. So it's not mental health. I think it's just culturally acceptable for that, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't be doing, because it's not culturally acceptable in other cultures. So they frown upon it. So they avoid it as much as they can. Does it happen? Yes. But they avoid it because they know culturally that people are frowned on. My mom's going to be mad at me, so I'm not going to do none of these things. But in our culture, it's not frowned upon. It's actually encouraged and promoted.
Well, I mean, that's you know, just like I said, a topic we wanted to discuss and explore. You know, again, these are our opinions. you know, based on what we see and such, you know, but that's all it is. So,
yeah. So definitely appreciate you listening to our podcast. You know, like we said, we're going to be doing video and podcasts as well. So, definitely follow us on, Divorce Not an Option, youtube.com/divorcenotanoption. We appreciate the people who are actually starting to, almost up to 1,000 subscribers. Thank you guys. Check out our skits on there. Mm-hmm. We're doing our skits. You can listen to this podcast on all platforms, especially on the Culture Radio platform. Download the app. And then also on YouTube, we have a playlist for our podcast. So any podcast that we don't do video will be on there as well. Let's say you always just want to watch our videos, or you want to follow us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can always listen to our podcast in our playlist of podcasts that we don't do videos to. So we're going to mix it up. So don't worry. All right. Definitely check out couplecritics.com.
Yes.
You know, where we, we are critics on a lot of different things, from food, movies, television, mm-hmm. products, all that. Anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We just live in life. Also, download the Culture Radio. That's our network. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We have about 16 channels, free music, ad free. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to this podcast and many other podcasts on there as well. And go to culture.skin. At the end of the day, cultured with a D, mm-hmm. cultured.skin. You know, get that natural skin glowing. Mm-hmm. Natural product,
purchase
baby.
Some products.
Our skin be glowing. You see our videos and we be glowing?
Yeah.
Because we're using that natural product, baby. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. use it. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.